Hello, today the church celebrates the first Sunday of Lent, and our gospel comes to us from Mark chapter 1, verses 12 to 15. The Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert, and he remained in the desert for 40 days, tempted by Satan. He was among wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Back in January of 2006, an explosion at the Sago Mine in West Virginia led to the deaths of 12 miners, 11 of them by carbon monoxide poisoning. Rescue crews desperately tried to reach the miners in time, but the 12 were found dead late the following day, along with one survivor who recovered from his devastating injuries after many months. One of the miners was Martin Toller. As he huddled with his fellow miners trying to find shelter from the poisonous air, he took out an insurance form he had stuffed in his pocket and a pencil. In faint sentences, he managed to scribble out a goodbye to his family, assuring them that he and the others died peacefully. The note read, "Tell all I'll see them on the other side. It wasn't bad. I just went to sleep. I love you." Other notes were found. The messages assured their families that they had not suffered, that they had simply gone to sleep. The miners scratched out their farewells and last proclamations of love, care, and concern on any scrap of paper they had. Such extraordinary grace and selflessness. Despite the imminence of their own deaths, the miners managed to find a way of offering some assurance, some peace, some final expression of love to their families. The miners of Sago left an essential lesson to all of us as we begin the season of Lent. Lent confronts us with our own mortality, with the reality that our lives are all too brief and fragile. As Jesus was led to the desert to confront the mission before him, we're called to the desert of our own hearts and spirits to face what we're making of this time we have been given, what we want our lives to be, what we want to leave to those we love. May the Spirit of God give us the courage and wisdom to face the reality of life's limitations and to accept the hope of the life of the resurrection to come.